If you have your Bibles, please turn with me in them to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This morning we'll be reading from verses 1 through 12. First Thessalonians 4, starting in verse 1. This is God's Word. Finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. That is, that you abstain from sexual immorality. That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God. And that no man transgress and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things. Just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification. So he who rejects this is not rejecting man, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to you. Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands, just as we commanded you, so that you will behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need. That is God's holy, inerrant, infallible word. We see there in the first 8 verses, Paul is calling the church in Thessalonica and you as well, Christians, to follow the commandments of God, because they come, verse 2, by the authority of Jesus Christ. Specifically, Paul addresses the 7th commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. And he says that they should abstain from sexual immorality. He mentions 3 times in talking about that commandment and that kind of sin, sexual immorality. He mentions 3 times the word sanctification, a cleansing of our sins. And 2 of those times he's declaring that it is God's will for you, Christian, to be sanctified, to be cleansed of your sins. And those who are married, we are reminded of 1 Corinthians 7. It says, stop depriving one another, except by agreement for a short time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer and come together again, so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. It has to do with the marriage bed. We have a lack of self-control. And therefore, those who are married, but also young adults and other children who are not married. Notice verse 7. God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but sanctification. He who rejects this is not rejecting man, but God, who gives His Holy Spirit to you. And so everyone is to be very careful in this area. It's very hard. It's very easy to get involved in this type of sin. And in all these things, we are to excel still more. Look at the end of verse 1 and verse 10. It repeats, excel still more. Those of you who are doing pretty good in this area, Paul says, excel still more. Continue in pursuing holiness in this area. Pursue purity of thought, of word and deed in Christ. Continue in loving one another, but also work. God says, For 6 days we are to work. Work for 6 days. It matters not how old you are. It doesn't matter how little or if you're retired. You are to work 6 days. We had to rest one day and work 6 days. And we'll see that in the sermon this morning. In verse 11 it says, attend your business. Work with your hands. There is a desire among all of us to be lazy. Are you lazy or slothful? When you have completed your work that you have been asked to do by your boss, by your parent, whatever it is, by your teacher, you've completed the work. Do you do absolutely nothing? You just sit there and do nothing and waste your time. Do you know the saying, don't you? Maybe you don't. It says, idle hands find mischief to do. That's what Paul's getting at here. Even in the context of the sexual immorality, and then he says to work. There's a reason why you need to work. To keep your lives out of impurity and mischief. If you continue in laziness, you'll be a burden upon others in time. And you'll be in need physically. You'll even be a burden to yourself. In your idleness, you will pursue your sin and not sanctification. Turn from it. Turn from your sin and work. Do something good for the glory of God. That even in our work, we can love our brethren, not forcing them, our brethren, to support us when we are in need. God says that those who do not work do not eat. So be about the working for 6 days and resting one. And so God has not called us to for the purpose of impurity, but sanctification. Praise God that for the Christian, He will bring that to pass. Shall we pray?